Blog Talk Radio.
Impact in the world around you. Let's shape up and grow together. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have you tune in and this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, I must say, Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, each episode is rich and empowering. But don't take that from me. You can figure it out for yourself if you don't already know, and that's what you're saying. If you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into today's programming around the subject at hand, and then we're going to open it up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we truly do encourage you our global listening audience to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You, the question raised is, what will your legacy be? How will you be remembered when it's all said and done? How will you be remembered? What is going to be your mark here on this earth? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share with you for today's programming. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Oh, my gosh, go old school. How about an email or a fax? I think you get the point. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's programming. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, laptops, desktops, whatever you need, your notes in your phone, your smart device, you want to grab it so that you can capture the notes around the richness that will be shared today on Motivational Mondays in our installment. We're in our Shape Up series, and we are looking at what will your legacy be. And, of course, on the heels of the latest, obviously, the latest news headlines over the past 24 hours and the major turn of events concerning the Calabasas helicopter crash affecting Kobe and Gigi Bryant, this has caused many of us to really deal with and have to face the reality of our immortality. And for me, it really has caused me to pause and think about, what will my legacy be? How am I impacting the lives of those that I encounter on a day-to-day basis? You see, I've come to realize that a life that is lived on purpose should, in fact, manifest a legacy. You know, it's interesting because many of us, we're moving through life unconsciously, and this is the whole thing that I've come to realize, that we have not been created to live unconsciously without intention. Our lives have been created for a specific purpose. More often than not, people don't tap into what that purpose is, and so they're on a journey that is lacking fulfillment, lacking significance, that's not making an impact, that in essence, they're just kind of going through their journey and they're existing. You know, I saw an interesting quote today from Bishop T.D. Jakes, and the quote was, your purpose should not drain you. It should invigorate you. And so I want to encourage you, whatever that passion point is in your life, that is associated with your purpose, and that is where your focus should be. Whatever it is that you have that strong, compelling emotion for, that's what you should be pursuing. You see, Kobe Bryant lived life with purpose and passionately around his gifting as an athlete. So he truly, you saw, felt his passion when he was on the court. There is no question about it that what he was doing, his purpose, that it was invigorating for him. I can honestly say every opportunity that I have to empower others, it's invigorating for me. I enjoy it. I love what I do. I get up every morning very grateful that I have the opportunity and the pleasure to follow my dreams. I'm still in process. There's still this dash between my sunrise and my sunset, and I'm still figuring a lot of it out, but I'm in process. I can honestly say that I'm moving towards the fulfillment of that at different levels each and every day. I'm doing something in that direction. And so as we look at what will our legacy be, and we're faced with this reality of mortality, I really wanted to be a beacon of light, a beacon of hope, and a beacon of guidance in this direction of your purpose, because that's what really makes my heart sing. If I can assist one person in being empowered to move in the direction of their purpose, I feel great about my journey in that day. Because, see, this is the thing. I know what it's like to be off course. You know, I have an extensive background in real estate. And for those of you who are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays, you've heard this, you're aware of it, but I think it's so important to mention it again and for us to be reminded. Because I truly do know what it feels like to be off course. And when I was in real estate, for me, and real estate is not a bad industry, many have great careers and they're very successful in it. I actually thought, yeah, I'm going to be a real estate mogul. I thought that that's what it was that I was created to do. But I learned early on that although that was my desire, that wasn't the Creator's plan, that wasn't God's plan for my life. But I had to go through that, and it now has supported me in assisting others in tapping into what is it that you've been created for. Because each and every one of us, we have been created for a specific purpose. And if you are fulfilling that purpose, as you continue to live each day, you will make an impact and leave a legacy around what it was that you were created to do. And so I want you to, as we're listening in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for You, I want you to ask yourself a question. And the question that I want you to get into the habit of asking yourself, so jot this down in your notes, grab your pen, notepad, put this in your smart device in your notes. What good should I do today? I want you to ask yourself that question. What good should I do today? And the reason why that question is so important is that we have to live each day, one, with intentionality. We have to live each day with intentionality. In addition, we have to live each day with purpose. So I want to live with intentionality, and I want to live on purpose. And as you ask yourself that question, what good should I do today, you'll begin to get the answers. And as your day progresses, I want you to begin to evaluate, what good have I done? Because it's in the good that you have done in each moment of each day that you begin to create your legacy. You begin to impact the lives of those around you. Maybe it's in the screenplay that you'll bring to the big screen. Maybe it's in that book project that is dormant on the inside of you. And through that project, that book project, you can now reach thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions. Because of that one project. But think about this. If you don't complete that project, you could be the very answer to what someone is looking for. But if you don't fulfill your purpose, what they need is hindered because you're not doing what you've been designed to do. And so I want to encourage you today that you look at and figure out if you're not already on that journey, and redefine it as you have to, and use the headlines of the past 24 hours, the Calabasas helicopter crash, use that as motivation. One, to appreciate each day that you have. Appreciate today. Do not take today or any day for granted. Appreciate it. Understand that if you can take the time to appreciate the day, Instead of looking for the negative in each day, and again, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know I had a dear associate. If there was something negative to find in anything, this individual could find it. It was just amazing to me. But today, I want you to know that I behold all the abundance that surrounds me. I'm appreciating everything that's around me. It doesn't mean that I'm on a perfect journey. It doesn't mean that life does not present us with challenges. But it means that my point of view, how I view things, I'm not looking for the negative. Everything is negative. I'm not fighting to see the negative. I'm looking to see the positive in any given situation. And that hasn't been new for me. I've always been one that has been an optimist, and I've always tried to find the good. So for me, my glass has always been half full. But you do have those that their glass is always half empty. And, you know, they can go to a restaurant and they can say, well, why was the waitress negative to me? Well, is it the energy that you brought to the restaurant that when you got into that encounter caused that person to respond and react off of your energy? Why isn't anything going good for me? Is it the energy that you're bringing to the situation that is causing this effect into your life? Because the reality is what we put in the atmosphere, we begin to attract like a magnet. So if I put negativity in the atmosphere, I am now like a magnet to that negativity. You've heard the term, birds of a feather flock together. So whatever you put in the atmosphere, that's what you begin to attract. So if you raise your consciousness, remember, we were not created to live life unconsciously. We were created to live life with intention on purpose. And with that intentionality and that purpose, in that, contained in that, with each day, your legacy, whatever it may be, it will begin to unfold and blossom. Each day, you have a beautiful opportunity to impact the lives of those that you encounter. The question is, when people encounter you, do they get excited and think, oh, yes, woohoo, so-and-so is coming to the room? Or when they see you, they're ducking and diving and trying to hide because they know all you're going to bring is negative energy that sucks the life out of every environment that you're in. So I want to challenge us to raise our consciousness and be aware that this day that you have been given, don't take it lightly or for granted. Live this day with intention. Live this day on purpose. And this is so important because the reality is that tomorrow, it truly is not promised. I don't say that to be doom and gloom, but that is the reality. I'm sure all of those that got on the helicopter yesterday in Calabasas, that there's no way that they anticipated that would be the end of their story. The nine individuals, the nine casualties, they didn't start their day and think that that's how the day was going to end. But unfortunately, as I stated, when you have tragedies such as this, it causes us to face our humanity and our mortality. That at some stage, may not be today, may not be tomorrow, but at some stage, one day, all of our light will fade. Your light may fade at a different time than mine does, but at some stage, my light will fade, your light will fade, and life will continue to go on. But we have a great opportunity to live life on purpose. We have a great opportunity to determine, okay, what will I do with this precious gift of today that I've been given? And so I want to challenge you to know that life is about significance, and significance is about giving back. Be a mentor to someone. Give into the lives of others. Because these are those touch points of how we will be remembered. People will remember their encounters with you. And when they reflect on their encounters with you, will they be giving you a beautiful word bouquet that's so vibrant and brilliant? Or will it be dead flowers because you didn't bring any value to their lives? See, it doesn't matter the greatness of your name or not. Each and every one of us, right where we are, we have an amazing opportunity to make an impact into the lives of others. And so again, I cause you to pause and reflect. How will you be remembered? You see, Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind, the 7 habits of highly effective people. Begin with the end in mind. Process today, how do you want to be remembered? Allow that to be your target in front of you, and therefore with each step, each day, you're closing that gap and you're moving closer to living out that desire and that target. Life is again about greater significance and making a contribution into the lives of others, making a contribution in this world that we exist in. Are you giving back? See, if you don't understand why your life was created, our why is more significant than how will I accomplish whatever it may be. Get clear on your why, because your why taps you into that greater significance. Your why should be associated with how will you be a contributor? What is it that will be your contribution? Your why gives life its greater meaning. It gives the cause of why am I doing what I'm doing. So if you don't know your why that has you on your journey, I want to challenge you. Write that big and bold, be it on your notepad, in your notes, in your smartphone, on your laptop, whatever you're using right now to capture notes. I want you to write bold and big why. And determine what is my why. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why have I chosen this profession? Why am I in this particular industry? Why am I in this field? Why? It can't just be about the money. Because I guarantee you that with all of the money the Bryans had, if they could bring their loved ones back, they definitely would. So the why is beyond money. And I'm not minimizing the importance of money because, hello, Coach Adams has very nice taste, and I appreciate nice things. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But what I want you to get is that the money cannot be the driver of the why. Because if you get into a hiccup and the money is not there, guess what? You're going to walk away from that situation without hesitation because there wasn't a greater cause. There wasn't something stronger that was anchoring you in. And that's what I want us to understand. Because whatever that why is, it brings about greater significance. It's associated with your purpose. And as you tap into that with each day, you step in that direction, each moment creates steps and touchstones and areas of your legacy, areas of your impact, areas that individuals can say, wow, when I encountered this person, it was amazing. I remember this like it happened literally yesterday, and it's been, oh my gosh, probably, I'm guessing, and time sometimes flies so quickly, probably 4 years or so ago now, maybe even 5 years ago, I had an amazing encounter with a guest that was in town. Many of you know that I serve a Christian-based organization, Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, as a global master trainer. So we had some individuals come into town for one of our Boss Vertical Leap trainings. And when I tell you the encounter that I had with this individual, these individuals, it was two individuals, it stands out to me today, and it's such an impression because it was without question not we brushed around each other's pathways, but we had an encounter. It left an imprint on my heart. It left an imprint on my mind. And so that's what I'm talking about. Your why makes an imprint on the hearts and the minds of those that you encounter. And whatever level you're at, you can make a difference and you can leave a legacy. If you're living life with intentionality on purpose and you recognize that your life is about greater significance and making a contribution, and again, your why anchors you in that. Know what matters most to you. What matters most? As I stated earlier, if it's just the money that matters most, it'll fade. But if it's that you want to make an impact into the lives of others, that will show. You know, I was at service yesterday, and I heard an individual, a fellow minister, and she was sharing. She was called to Kenya about 8 or 9 years ago. And when you hear what she deals with in this charge that she has been given to save young girls from mutilation and early pregnancy and being, you know, sold into marriage and all of this, it's amazing. She said every time she speaks to a young girl that is encouraged because they can get an education and they have been rescued from being on the verge of getting ready to get sold for pennies and a calf or whatever it may be, it's so fulfilling for her. She doesn't do it for the money. I'm sure there are times when she's had to be in lean seasons and it wasn't all there that she needed or what have you, but that why is so great. That it continues to fuel her forward in her purpose. And that's exactly what we're talking about. When you're supporting people and you're supporting them through the kindness of your vision, the reason why you were created, the charity of that, that's what matters most. But you have to determine what does that look like for you. Because beyond whatever it may be, there has to be something more. Or what's the point? And are you adding value to those around you? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you've said that several times in different ways. And you're right, I have. But I really want you to process around it. Because our lives have not been created for us to just get more stuff. And again, I have great taste. I love nice things. So I can appreciate the stuff. But beyond that, if there's not more, and we've seen it in the headlines in the past of people who had all of the stuff, but yet there was still an emptiness in their soul. And they committed suicide with all of the stuff. So there has to be a greater anchor. There has to be more. There has to be a greater cause, a greater purpose, that why that I want you to really tap into today. If you're just tuning in, I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're kind of taking a journey to determine what will your legacy be? What will your legacy be? And we're taking this journey as we have determined in this discussion thus far that our lives are designed and meant for purpose. Our lives were created with great intentionality. You know, I often think about an iPhone as an example. When you get that iPhone in the box, the instructions are, before you do anything, read the manual. And many of us, we don't read the manual. We don't read the manual. We just want to get started. We're so excited about this new device. But there are certain things that it will tell you you cannot do, like do not submerge the device in water. If you do, it's going to malfunction. It's not going to serve you well. But if you don't know that, it's not water resistant. So there's certain things that the creator of Apple, iPhone, would have you to understand about the purpose and the functionality of the device. The same is true for each and every one of us. We have been created with a purpose in mind. That purpose is intentional and strategic to each and every one of us. My purpose is different than your purpose. Your purpose is different than my purpose. But we each have a specific purpose. I often give the analogy of a water bottle. The water bottle serves a purpose. The cap on the bottle serves a purpose. And the water contained in the bottle serves a purpose. Each and every one of those purposes just mentioned, they have a different driver. See, the water bottle itself, it has been designed to hold and house the water. The water inside the bottle has been designed to hydrate us. The cap on top of the bottle has been designed to keep the water in, but also to allow it to be released at a time when you want it and need it. So all three of those elements serve a different purpose individually, and then they come together and they serve a collective purpose. What you have been created for not only serves an individual purpose, but it serves a greater purpose. Remember, I said that what someone else needs, they may find in you, but if you don't fulfill your purpose, there's a gap. And so your purpose individually has a cause, but then collectively here on this earth, it brings value to others. And that's what we're talking about. When you bring value to others based on your purpose, now you are creating a legacy. And again, the question raised is, what will your legacy be? It's up to you to manifest it, to walk it out. It's in your DNA. It's already created on the inside of you. It's already a part of every fiber of your being. You have to tap into that specific DNA code of why you were created. And when you do that, individually, now this is revealed to you, your purpose, and now you can move about life with intentionality, but also now how you serve here on earth will add value to those that you encounter. You know, just last week, I did a post and I was so like on fire because one of the things that brings me the greatest joy, really and truly, and that is empowering the lives of others through the resources and tools that I have available. And currently, I'm in a private mastermind roundtable with an elite group of leaders on the subject of Today Matters by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And you see, Today Matters, it's 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. And last week, we were dealing with, because we, over a six-week period of time, we do 10 practices in each session to cover that 12. And last week we were looking at, with this particular elite group of leaders, we were looking at two areas specifically. One was attitude. And what I love about attitude is you often hear that attitude is everything. But the reality is, attitude is not everything because you still need some skills. But attitude truly is the difference maker. When someone is evaluating like skills, like resumes, like experience, apples and apples, oranges and oranges, they're on an equal playing field. What's going to make the difference will be how does that person show up in the environment. And that is their attitude will give them the edge or not. And so attitude truly is the decision maker. And that's why I open by saying, what is your attitude about the world around you? Are you appreciating what you have been given, or are you looking for negative at every turn in any situation? If so, you need to shift that stinking thinking, and we all have stinking thinking. The other area that we looked at in my elite private mastermind on Today Matters with this elite group of leaders, we were looking at priorities. And what we understood to know about priorities, what was really insightful is that the key is that we must manage our priorities. Many of us, first of all, we don't even prioritize our lives. So one, we have to identify what are our priorities, what are they, what does it look like? And after I identify it, now here comes the rubber meeting the road, the tough work. I now have to manage those priorities. And so those were the two areas, the two principles that we looked at in Today Matters. I brought all of that up because I was saying that nothing brings me greater joy and fulfillment than being able to enrich the lives of others through the empowerment resources and tools that I have available. And so my mastermind roundtables is one of those ways in which I'm able to enrich the lives of others. And I want you to know that speaking of priorities, I have a great opportunity for you. And I have a great opportunity for you because I have my next private mastermind roundtable on Today Matters. It's coming up for February the 20th. Space is limited. So if you are interested in getting into this mastermind, I want you to know that now is the time for you to express your intention around that because today really matters and there's limited space available. Contact our team. They're standing by. You can send an email at admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. Or you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. So Today Matters, this is my significance, empowering and enriching the lives of others. This is how I'm leaving a legacy because Every individual that I encounter, their lives are being impacted. You know, I love it when people will say, Coach Adams, you know, I was in a small group where you coached me or whatever the case may be, and now I'm doing this or this is what I have accomplished. That is a legacy. One person at a time, you have an amazing opportunity to create a legacy. And I want you to know that I would love to support you in that process. I want you to maximize that time between your sunrise and your sunset, that dash in between. Because as we stated earlier, tomorrow is not promised. And I must value and appreciate this very day, understanding that the harsh reality is that one day, each and every one of our lights will fade. When my light fades, I want it to be said, wow, she lived life on purpose. She was intentional. She made an impact. Determine as we deal with the reality of mortality, as we all have to face it, one day it's a journey that we all have to go on. We never know when that time will come, but one day we all have to deal with that. How will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? Will you be remembered because of the impact that you've made in the lives of others? Life is about greater significance and making a contribution. I want to remind us of that. Know your why. Know what matters the most to you. Understanding that if you can support others and you can add value to others, your impact is that much greater. And so ask yourself the question, am I adding value to others? On this very day, evaluate, what good have I done today? What good have I done today? If you get anything from Motivational Monday, guess what? I've done good today. Because if you've got more tools in your toolbox that you would be more equipped for your journey, that's my purpose. I've done good today. And I trust that you are getting something from the richness that is being shared here today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And you all know that our regular listeners, Coach Adams loves a good acronym. And so I want to give you this acronym that, to me, speaks to legacy. And so I want you to write and jot down L-E-G-A-C-Y, legacy. And this is what I came up for legacy. Legacy, to me, is leaving Earth greater all through charity. Understanding your life matters. Your life matters. How you use your life matters. Don't take your life for granted. I know you may be dealing with some tough situations right now. I understand that. I've had my fair share of challenges along the way on my journey. Life is not a perfect journey. There's vibrancies of ups and downs, peaks and valleys. That's where the life is. And so know that whatever you may be dealing with, it's important for you to know that your life matters. And your life adds greater significance when you're living it with intentionality on purpose. And you're making a contribution into the lives of others. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, how will I make a contribution? Well, whatever your gifts are, whatever that area, that sweet spot is for you, my sweet spot is empowering others. What is your sweet spot? Again, your sweet spot may be that book project on the inside of you that has yet to be written. I can help you with that. Maybe it's the screenplay that you have yet to move on. I can help you with that. And why can I help you? Because these are all gaps. These are all gaps that we have in life. And through my full circle of empowerment, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, mastermind, speaking teaching training, all of that is how I accomplish my mission in life, my vision, and empowering others. Should I add you to my list, to my roster of clients that when I coach, you win? I want to support you in having a win. So whatever that looks like for you, I want you to leave a legacy. I want you to leave Earth greater because you've made an impact. And I want you to do that all through charity, which is love, understanding that your life matters. And speaking of matters, today matters. For those of you that are interested in joining me, and I want to give you a personal invitation to join me for my next mastermind roundtable on Today Matters. Today Matters is 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. Those 12 daily practices are very revealing. You have attitude, priorities, health, family, thinking, commitment, finances, faith, relationships, generosity, values, and growth. Understanding that today matters. What you do today makes a difference in your yield for tomorrow. Oftentimes, what I have found is many of us, and John Maxwell speaks to this in Today Matters, many of us, we have the habit of, and it's so interesting, I was having a conversation with someone and I said, are they over-exaggerating yesterday, because they were so caught up in the past, in that moment. But many of us, we over-exaggerate yesterday. We over-exaggerate it. We start talking about the good old days back in the day. Remember when? We over-exaggerate yesterday. On the other side of that, many of us overestimate tomorrow. That's where that procrastination comes from. Oh, I can get it done tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I suddenly hear Annie singing the song Tomorrow, because many of us, we overestimate tomorrow. We put off what we can do today for tomorrow. And this is key as it relates to Today Matters. We underestimate today. We underestimate today. Many of us take this very day for granted, the day that we have. And so I want us to be reminded, don't exaggerate yesterday. Don't overestimate tomorrow, because remember, tomorrow's not promised. And don't underestimate today. Today is the only moment, time that we have that is guaranteed in this very moment that we have. Many people lay their heads down last night, and unfortunately, they didn't arise. They no longer had breath in their bodies. So I want you to know that this life on purpose, you got this. But we have to zone in. We have to be intentional. We have to
focus.
We have to focus. And when we focus and zone in, and maybe you like, Coach Adams, I don't quite understand it all yet. I don't really know. That's okay. Start to do what you need to do. Research. Figure it out. Be committed to determining what is the value that I have to bring to others. Why was my life created? I remember many years ago, roughly in 98, I think it was, that I was trying to figure out what was my life created for. At the time, I was in real estate finance. I was a licensed realtor for the state of California, and I was specializing in real estate finance. And I had been on that journey for a number of years, but I felt like I was a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And because that square peg wasn't designed for that space, square peg trying to fit into a round hole, there was constant friction. And I can remember it like it happened yesterday and the sensation of that. And that friction that caused unrest, it caused me to, and that's why I say to you, our global listening audience listening in, Coach Adams wants you to know, I can relate. I know what it feels like to be off course. But it was that moment of being off course that caused me to dig in and to discover, okay, this obviously is not it. So what is it? And I want to challenge you that for those of you that may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, how do I figure it out? Because I don't want you to be in that large percentile of individuals who are miserable, who are just existing, going to work, going to jobs, working daily, and they're unhappy. They can't stand being in that environment. They're miserable. Take a risk on you, a calculated risk on you. Do what you need to do to discover why you were created. Tap into that DNA code of what makes you, you. Don't hide from it. Don't put your head in the sand like the ostrich. Don't run. Don't duck and dive. Embrace it because it's in that. But, you know, my mentors talk about with freedom, there is a great cost. Someone has to pay that price. And many don't want to pay the price. If you want to be free, you have to do the discovery. You have to do the discovery. You have to figure out how was I created? What is in my DNA code that I need to release, that I need to tap into? You know, it's just like an individual standing in a hallway with all of these doors, and they have this key ring. They have all the keys at hand. And all of these doors, and they have the key, but they don't know which key operates which door. And so they just stand in the hallway of life, and they're frustrated. But in order for you to figure it out, it requires that you do something. You have to discover what it is. And so a way of discovering is without a title, don't try to determine a title just yet. One of the things that I did that was so huge, I just started writing a list of things that I felt like I was good at, that people would compliment along the way. And as I did the research, that's when the coach was revealed to me and the speaker, teacher, and trainer, but it was on the journey. It was in my discovery. Now, I never anticipated or thought that that would be it for me. My humanity side self, stand in front of a group of people? Are you kidding me? No. I felt like that was such a vulnerable and intimidating place. But now I can't imagine not being on that side of what has now become so fulfilling, not a perfect journey. It hasn't been without challenges, but it has been fulfilling. And I'm so grateful for it. And so one of the things that you can do to determine your legacy and to figure out your life on purpose and be intentional is write a list. What is it that you enjoy doing, getting paid or not? Just write a list of it. Don't look for a title. Just write it out. What is it that people have complimented you on? Don't try to figure out a title. Don't go in with a title in mind. Just start to allow the characteristics to reveal themselves. And in that, you're going to become free because you're going to discover what has been a part of your very DNA all along, a part of your code. That you have been standing in the hallway of life with the key ring, all of these doors, but you haven't put the key in the door, let alone the right door. So today is a day of freedom to tap in, but you have to go in the discovery. Once you have the characteristics of those things that you enjoy doing, that you would do getting paid or not, then begin to go, once you have that, and ask people that know you well, hey, what is it that you see that I do very well? I remember when I was on my journey of discovery in 98, I actually went back to my elementary, junior high, and high school friend, and I said, hey, you know, what would you say I was really good at? And it was interesting because I so did not expect or anticipate this answer from her. And she said, you've always had a way of motivating people and encouraging them. Well, on the other side, that's what was being revealed to me. Didn't have a title yet. I was still on the journey of discovery. I was in the hallway with the key ring trying to figure out the right door. And once I got that right key and opened that door, purpose was released. And that's what I desire for you to tap into that reason why you've been created. Because it is in that. And what is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you have a strong, compelling emotion for? I remember as we prepare to wrap up, wow, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I remember when I was in real estate financing, I had this one client in Dominguez Hills, California. I was taking their application, and I remember the wife, and this goes back to what I'm talking about. Naturally, what's a part of your DNA? It's in you. You may not have a title for it, but you're doing it. I bet you you're doing it every day. You don't realize you're doing it. You've minimized it, but it's a part of how you are and have been created. And so as I close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I'm going to leave you with this. So I was taking the application for this individual in her home, and I remember her saying, and at the time, of course, Coach Adams had not yet been birthed, I am a licensed real estate financing specialist at the time. And so I remember this individual as I'm taking the application for a real estate finance loan, and I remember the wife saying, gosh, you know, we appreciate and love that you so care about our lives. What she was saying in essence is, you are coaching me. I'm not asking to be coached. I didn't have a title for it at the time, but yet that's what was happening because it was a part of my DNA. And she was like, we're just trying to get the loan for our, we're just trying to refinance. And here I was, not even knowing I was coaching her because that was a part of my DNA. And so as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I trust you've gotten some good nuggets around what we've talked about, that life, as it relates to leaving a legacy, it's about living life on purpose. When you live life on purpose, that should manifest a legacy each day. You should allow that to be revealed to you with great intentionality as you move on your journey. I want you to know, our global listening audience, that our next mastermind roundtable, our private mastermind on Today Matters, limited space available, would love to have you take the journey. We want to continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. Just simply ask to join. If I'm not already, you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give our team a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You want more information concerning Coach Adams and the empowerment tools that are available, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Remember, I have a full circle of empowerment to assist you in being more empowered to win on your journey personally and professionally. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I want to leave you with this. I coach and you win.